Hi, everybody. It's been some time, I know, but it's been a busy time in the studio. Now it's time for another episode, vintage recording of the adventures of that mischievous bumblebee, Buster Bumblebee. And don't forget, you can find us on Twitter at Audio Mystery Time, T-Y-M. Enjoy this vintage recording. Johnny Green is stung. There had been so much rain early in the summer that even by the middle of August, Farmer Green had not been able to finish his haying. His son Johnny was sorry too, because he had to work in the hot hayfield almost every day, when he would far rather have gone swimming in the mill pond under the shade of the great willow. Sometimes Johnny rode on the hayrake, and since he liked to drive the old horse Ebenezer, he didn't object to that part of his duty so much. What he hated most was pitching hay with a pitchfork, and next to that, he disliked going to the spring for a jugful of water. But those unpleasant tasks were nothing at all compared to what happened to him one day when he stepped squarely upon the doorway of the Bumblebee family's house. Johnny's carelessness made the worker bees angry at once, and several of them rushed out and stung Johnny severely. Then he was angry, and Johnny declared he would fix them as soon as he could think of a way to do it. And that very afternoon, while he was bringing the heavy jug from the spring, Johnny Green thought of a fine plan for punishing the Bumblebee family. He liked his plan so well that he could hardly wait to try it, and he went back to the hayfield almost at a run, whereas he usually sauntered along so slowly that his father often had to speak to him somewhat sharply. But this time Farmer Green could not complain. Johnny even brought the jug, and the tin cup too, to the knoll in the meadow where his father and the hired man were working. And then Farmer Green says, "How are your stings now?"
"Awful,"
Johnny informed him hopefully. "Maybe you'd like to stop work for the rest of the day and go swimming," said Farmer Green with a wink to the hired man. "Unless you're feeling too miserable," he added.
"Oh, yes! Oh, no!" cried Johnny. "My stings aren't too bad for that."
And he started off at once across the field, taking the jug with him.
"I'll leave the jug among the bricks in the fence corner,"
he called as he trotted away. Now, Johnny Green took the jug with him because he needed it. It was part of his plan for punishing the Bumblebee family. And instead of going straight to the fence corner, Johnny made at once for the Bumblebee family's front door. As soon as he reached it, he poured some of the water out of the jug, but not all of it. Then he put his ear to the jug's mouth and listened. And he smiled happily in spite of his stings as he heard the roar from inside it. Buster Bumblebee, hurrying home to go to bed, for he was still following Mr. Crow's plan, noticed Johnny and wondered what was he doing. But as soon as he went inside the house, he forgot all about Johnny Green. And when a few moments later, there was a terrible sound of scraping and scratching in the long hall that led to the innermost part of the house, Buster Bumblebee never once thought to mention to anyone that he had seen Johnny in the dooryard.
Bye!